I want to talk to our economics and business editor, John Campbell, this morning about the Wrightbus story. The family which owned Wrightbus have denied they acted unreasonably during attempts to sell the business. The Wrightbus factory is owned by Jeff Wright separately from the manufacturing company. That's understood to have been a sticking point during the sales negotiation. Maybe, John, good morning. You can morning. Explain the background to us. What is this palaver over the land?
So, first of all, we've got to understand a bit about the shape of the Wrightbus business. So you have the Wrights Group, which is all the operating manufacturing companies, and that's the bit that's gone into administration. The Wrights Group does not own the land or the factories on which it's based. Those land and factories are owned separately in what's called the Whirlwind Property Group, which is owned by Jeff Wright. So,
and did he always own it?
For a few years, he's owned the group structure changed a bit, but yes, okay. for a significant amount of time anyway. So basically, you have Jeff Wright controls both the Wrightbus Group and also the property, but those two are separate legal entities. So in reality, if you want to buy Wrightbus, you're going to have to do two deals. You're going to have to do a deal for the operating businesses, and you're going to have to do a deal for the land and the factories. And it's understood that during the efforts to try and sell the business, which went on for like 16 weeks of effort to try and find a buyer, there was a sticking point around the land and the property side of things.
And that sticking point, do we know what it is?
It seems to be probably around valuations and lease terms. In other words, what is the land worth, either in terms of leasing it or selling it? And the family said there were two final bidders in discussions regarding the buying the Wright Group. And they said one of those potential buyers had agreed a rental deal, but then they pulled out of that on Friday the 20th of September. There was a second bidder, and they had discussed buying the sites outright, but there was never a formal letter of offer from that bidder. But what we don't know is what the valuation was that had been placed on the site if you're going to buy it outright. So it seems very much there has been a sticking point around, you know, what are these things worth? Can a deal be struck to actually buy them?
The Belfast Telegraph, as I'm sure you know, reporting this morning that there was a price tag put on that land, a rental demand of $1 million a year.
Yeah. It's a very big site. It's and certainly from whatever the Wrights say, they seem to think they had a deal with somebody in terms of the rental, but then that broke down for whatever reason. I don't know the precise size and rental value of the land, but yes, that is a number which is out there. The Irish Times reporting something similar as well. But it is abundantly clear that whatever the valuations have been, that the issue around the land and the property is a sticking point. And if the business is to be sold, that is something which needs to be overcome.
And I guess, John, what some people from within the workforce will be wondering is how sympathetic were the Wrightbus family involved in the business about all of those job losses compared to what they were holding out for in terms of a price tag on both their business and then a price tag on the land. And I guess that, you know, there's nothing wrong in trying to get good value for your business and good value for your land. And maybe the workers, there would be nothing wrong from them thinking, I wish they would sell it just a little bit cheaper and maybe our jobs would be protected.
That is the tone of many of the conversations that have been had in Ballymena over the last couple of days. But let me tell you, it has not been expressed quite so diplomatically as that. You know, the issue
first time I've ever been called diplomatic.
The issue for the Wrightbus workers is saying, has this business been unnecessarily sunk over a land valuation? Now, the Wrights family are saying, no, that's not the case, that as far as they were concerned, there was somebody there who was prepared to rent it, but then walked away. But certainly that is something which is niggling away at those people who lost their jobs. And I think, you know, that is perhaps, you know, can be seen in the banner which was hung from the gates at the Wrightbus factory yesterday evening, a Bible verse from Timothy basically saying, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And I think that's what some people were driving at. Although, as I've said, the Wrights are saying there was a rental agreement there. They didn't follow through on it. And the other bidder never made a formal offer in terms of buying the land.
Well, there must be property valuers and property experts taking a view, looking at this story as to whether $1 million a year is a reasonable rental price for that land.
I think in any negotiation, you'll have your valuers and advisors on both sides. And they will have their prices, and that's where the negotiation takes place. It's how a business deal emerges. But clearly, whatever the gap was here, it couldn't be closed.
And John, is it just what governments don't do? I noticed that Boris Johnson, when he was talking to Mark Davenport, I was watching BBC Newsline last night, and the Prime Minister was talking to Mark Davenport, and I noticed that Boris Johnson said they would help all they can.
Yeah, it's a bit of a Weasley phrase there, because, okay, so what is all we can? What does that actually amount to? It might not amount to very much in the end.
Well, but my question is this. Could, compared to the cost of losing that amount of employment in Northern Ireland in one go, could the government not go in and buy the land?
I think they would be incredibly reluctant to set such a precedent, because then you're into the world of what is known as moral hazard, where would, you know, at any time a company's in trouble, the owner can say, buy my land or I'll close the business. Now, that is clearly not a position that a government would ever want to find itself in as a matter of precedent.
Yeah. So that's just a non-starter, you think?
Yeah, yeah, totally. You know, I think we'll do what we can, sets limits on, and that is not somewhere I think any government will be prepared to go
so
in terms of a business like
what
this.
What happens next, John, finally?
This is down to the administrator now to see if the hurdles around valuations, ownership, land, all the rest of it can be overcome. And I think what the administrators were emphasising to the unions yesterday is this is a matter of urgency.
And given, this is the final question, and given the strength of feeling that there is around this land story, is the Right Bus family or any of them within that family the type of family that might be even more open and transparent and vocal about the issues around that land? They will have been seeing those posters. They will be aware of the sentiment. Are they likely to say much more?
I've certainly asked the question. If they want to talk to us, we're all ears.
Okay. John Campbell, thank you very much indeed.